Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are we all doing, everyone? Welcome back to the Real Talking Pod with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, since we did forget the back phone last week, the Real Talking hotline, which was my fault, you know, I did apologise for it last week. Don't forget, same thing, your text messages, your WhatsApps and all that, 07470-488-096. All of them are appreciated. And yeah, so I will get straight on to them. I won't give all of them straight away, because they will tie on. There's a couple tying into each other.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's there's investments, but yeah, we'll start off. So I do have to apologise to Abs, because so not last week, the week before, we had the teaser that it was Hooters weekend.
Oh yes.
For the boys.
Oui.
For James Buckley and his mates. So Abs was like, Hooters, woo. All excited for it. And then, because, you know, I'd let her down, she says, JD, I can't believe you're making us wait another week for the Hooters story. So, apologies. It was my fault. You know, we've just been having a chat off air, and off air, but not on the radio, yeah. Off the pod, you know, in real life. you know, it's been another long week again. And yeah, struggling and tired, but we're here for you. We're still here to do the real talking. So I'm not going to let you wait any longer anyway, Abs, and all the other diehard listeners. So we have got what happened.
Right. Now, are you going to build this up to anyone that maybe don't know the story of this, just so they
get a
perspective? Let's just build it up a little bit. Let's break it wild a bit more.
Yeah, for the new listeners, new subscribers, don't forget to subscribe if you are new. Follow, like it, share it, all that jazz. You know, it does you no harm and it does us the world of good. You got to sharing's caring. You know, share the love, share the pod. Brief history about this James Buckley. Ryan messaged us originally saying, his mate thinks he can pull one of the waitresses or a hostess. I don't know what's PC for that term. Job title.
Maybe it's a bit of both. Maybe. Because...
Well, again, the Hooters hire male staff. You know, apart from, like, say, a bartender. You know, do they have men walking around with the...
I hope
the
not.
One top and the little hot orange hot pants, hot shorts. What, I don't know. Orange short things on.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I hope not, because you just see little booties from it. But the thing I always remember from Hooters is after movies when they used to just put the beer down the top.
Yeah, wet t-shirt competition.
I doubt that they do that anymore, especially over here. But yeah, so I would maybe just go waitress then.
Yeah. So because if it is just women, then surely it's not offensive to say Hooters waitress.
No. Just go with that.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm bothered. I don't give a shit if I offend anyone. So, asked us what our views was. So we said, yeah, it sounds like he's a James Buckley, which is the lad from The In-Betweeners. So, yeah, they've been back and forth to Hooters a couple of times, trying to egg him on. The last information we did have was that James Buckley ended up going home with a 3 a.m. which is the last of the pickings at the end of the night.
It's 10 to 3.
Yeah.
It's what we call in the trade of 10 to 3 girls.
Yeah.
You know, you've had or not. In the trade. You know, it's 10 to 3. You've got no luck. You've got 10 minutes to try your luck, and you know, and that's where you get, and that's where you call it a 10 to 3 girl.
Yeah.
You know that you can't be picky.
No, because I was just about to say it's kind of a ironic term when you say slim pickings, and usually they're not so slim.
They're not so slim. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, though. Nothing wrong with that. So yeah, then the other week he did. Ryan did say that this weekend was Hooters weekend. Right.
There we go.
Now everyone's up to date.
Everyone knows what's been going on.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they kept track of it because we was all over the place. They know what they're coming for.
They fucking love it, mate.
Absolutely. It's just real. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
So... Again, this wasn't last week. It was the week before when he did text me this. Howdy, lads. Just recovered from the hangover of my life. Mm. All worth it, though, with all the laughs that we had at James Buckley in Hooters. From the off, we were egging him on to keep up the pace drinking. Mm. So that makes it sound like he's a bit like you. Doesn't like to down a bev.
Yeah, but we've established that I can now drink you.
On glasses of water, yeah?
No. But anyway,
point for point, we've gone over this before. What? Point for point means alcohol, not point of water to my pint of alcohol.
Look, all I'm saying is, when we're done it, you went to bed.
Yeah, at the end of the night.
Yeah. Right.
But just because you was hydrating. Anyway, so he can't keep up. So they've told him he's got to keep up the pace. So, yeah. Then when the moment was prime, we went to Hooters to find the lovely lady on shift.
Mm.
All hands on deck. We knew the drill. So more drinks and an order of food whilst piling on the pressure. Unfortunately, during this time, he completely bottled it.
Mm.
So we readied ourselves for all the terrorising. Unknown to me, though, one of the lads had a cheeky chat while popping to the toilet. So as the check came, there was a little note saying that she was going to finish at 11 and will be in bar, be in Ink Bar with some friends. So,
right.
Yeah, fair play. The lad's trying to wing him in there. He's like, yeah, what's my mate over there, that one, in there, on it, what are you saying, bab? And so she's left a little note. So where was we? Immediately, the table erupted with cheers and off we marched. More drinks, and James was visibly nervous and started to blacken a bit now.
He's talked a good game. Yeah. Can he walk the good game?
After about an hour, we've seen her walk in and straight over to my other mate, let's call him Dean, and they started chatting. Complete mixed emotions of shame, anger, and sadness was all over James's face, but he kept his cool. cool enough to manage to sneak off and pull yet another 3 a.m. later at 12:30.
Oh, he went early.
He's gone earlier than last time as well. Because I think, it said around 1 a.m. last time. Mm. So he's consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent. He's obviously got some game. If he's... You know, he's still going to chat him up before the end of the night. So, you know, he's doing well enough. Can't knock him. We saw him wander out of the club with her and away he went. So we told the group of ladies what the crack was. All had a great laugh at his expense and all had a great time together. Winky emoji.
Mm.
So
what are you taking from the winky emoji, mate?
I think they all went back and had a big gangbang.
Right. Well, kids do anything nowadays.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't at someone's mother's house. Because, you know, if that was my kids coming back for a big fucking sex orgy, I'd be a bit pissed off.
And if you was James Buckley, how would you come back from this, mate? You've talked the game. you didn't walk the game, and then now your mates took over the match for you.
Well, I think he's you know, bit the bullet a bit too quick. So if she's turned up about 11:30 ish going off of that, and then he's seen that Dean, if he's seen Dean speaking to her, then surely it should be like, hang on, what's going on here, Dean? You know that fucking I like her. What's going on? You know, just have a quick chat, little sidebar. Oh, mate, come to the bar with me. Let's get the drinks in. And then just say, what's going on?
Yeah, quick game plan.
He should have fucking asked. Just to see what's going on. Because, again, as far as he knows, he could have been trying to wing him in.
Mm.
But he hasn't done. And he's just started talking, hasn't he? But let's say, fair play. You know, he's still, fair enough, it's not his prime number one target.
He didn't strike out.
No, he's still managed to get some at the end of the night. But yeah, he's just jumped the gun too quick, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the next day, obviously, so Ryan was hanging. I think that was Monday morning after the Hooters weekend that his message log. So yeah, it's a long old hangover.
Yeah.
Which is quite surprising. I mean, Ryan's a good bit younger than us, so he shouldn't be having a hangover.
He said it's the worst hangover of his life, so there must have been a few beers involved.
Yeah, maybe there was a bit of an after party or something then.
There was definitely a bit of afters about something, mate.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And James weren't invited.
Yeah, he got his afters there, didn't he? He got his afters.
He did.
Just not with the lady of his choice.
Just, yeah.
So yeah, give us the context of what you did then, Rob. No.
Yeah, a bit more. Yeah, we always ask for more details.
Yeah, yeah, we want to know what you and the rest of the boys
is open to interpretation.
Yeah. Then was her group of mates all females, or was it some of she dems, he dems, other pronouns? Any of them? You know, there's no judging on any of that. Yeah, I'll jump onto that in a minute. But yeah, give us more details on that.
We'd
like to know.
And thank you for keeping us updated, you know, as you have been doing so.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, if you just give us a bit more details, it'd be absolutely perfect. But thanks for your email.
Yeah, and hopefully, Abs, that's been suffice enough for you. It's worth the wait of a couple of weeks.
It is funny, though, isn't it? We've all been waiting for James to make his move. And obviously, it's funny how, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
No. Huh? Yeah. But maybe it was just because he had his chance and he did completely bottle it then, and that's why he snuck off. Maybe he didn't want to have that confrontation with Dean and just say, hang on, mate, you know, this is mine.
But maybe they did. Maybe he went up to Dean and Dean was like, nah, she's on me, mate. And he's like, all right, and that's why. He's obviously went with the 10-3. Maybe his clock was a bit fast, mate.
Yeah, he hasn't put him back in March now. That cracks me up. With the vans, not my van, because I did mine straight away. But I'm trying to read the time in the other lad's van the other day, and they haven't changed it when the clock's changed and that. So, I'm, you know, I shouldn't have to be doing math just to tell what the time is.
Quick math. Yeah.
So I just kept putting my phone out instead. But yeah, since I just went a bit controversial again with a more slip of the tongue. So because I've done these mad hours this week and that, I've managed to watch the program on Netflix, Baby Reindeer.
Right. I haven't watched it. I've seen the trailer for it.
So... I wouldn't spoil it because obviously it's only just been out for like a week anyway. But yeah, there's bits in that where it involves like a transgender person and that. But because it's all based on a true story as well. So the main character, the lead actor.
The male is the male. It happened to him in real life.
Yeah. Which... I don't know, say about 10 years ago, something like that happened. And I don't know what the name of the program was, but yeah, it's slamming a lot of people, and so he's changed names and stuff of the characters from the real life people. But that's all I've seen on fucking TikTok is they've found out who the producer is from such and such program, and who the woman is that was doing the stalking and that. And
okay.
Fucking yeah, they've been posting naming and shaming and that. Look, fucking yeah, it's but really is worth the watch.
Mm.
I did manage to watch the first two episodes of. I know it's fucking going back a while now, look, but Quiet on Set.
Oh, okay.
I felt like the peaked on episode one. That's why I haven't gone out of my way to carry on watching the rest of the episodes, though. Because the second episode, don't get me wrong, there was still enough in it to keep me watching. But yeah, I think they just did peak on episode one. I know they're kind of got to do it in an order. But then again, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they've got to peak, bring you back down, then climb up. And I suppose.
I will get round to watching the end of it. But then again, I still haven't even watched the rest of WrestleMania.
Oi. I watched Fallout.
It's on my list. I've not watched it yet. Again, I've never played the game. No.
And this is why I thought, because I never played Last of Us, the computer game, really enjoyed that TV series.
I'd only ever watched other YouTube videos of people playing Last of Us.
Right.
But yeah, never played it myself.
Okay, so same with Fallout. I've never played it. So it was interesting to know the story of what the game's about. But I've got a question for you. If you could make any computer game into a movie or TV series, which one would it be? Because it seems like a good idea now, because, you know, it's obviously the story's being told in a game platform that's just easy to create. So you don't have to think, it's just getting that ideology and put into a TV series, just making sure it all matches up.
Yeah, I think with a lot of the newer games, it's a lot of them are already movies in themselves anyway. You know, the likes of the Kingdom Hearts and that, which that would be a good one.
When I thought I was going to ask you this question I thought, how great would it be for them to do like a Kingdom Hearts TV series
as a TV series?
But also not a PG one, it's like 15, so it's a bit dark.
Now, I was chatting with one of the other lads the other day. I preferred it. So, have you watched Invincibles on Amazon, the cartoon of superheroes?
Yes. So, season one.
Yeah, I've only watched two episodes of season two, I think. But I remember watching episode one of that, and within the first couple of minutes, there's swearing, there's blood splatters all over the place. And I was like, this is what we need. We're adults. Yeah. We still want to watch cartoons because we're still childish on the inside. But we need this mature content. And, yeah, so stuff like that, it's prime for us, but that's what we need. So, yeah, so I think the logs of Kingdom Hearts and that, because you've got a lot of movie transitions in them, so
yes,
it's easy to do it, but we've already got that story anyway.
And obviously, if you have an actual character playing Sora and then have the other people as CGI, so they look in their Disney character form, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
When I was watching Fallout, I was like, I need to do Kingdom Hearts because there's so much stories you can branch off and tell.
There's three games of it, and the number four's in development as well.
Yes.
But
it takes you not only to the Disney characters, but it takes you to Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah, which again, there could be spin-offs then as well, couldn't there?
I was watching it, I was like, I'm going to ask Jody this question on this pod. And the first thing that came to my head was Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of them. You know, again, because a lot of the Final Fantasies, the ones that actually do have good stories. So, you know, 7's been done several times with Advent Children. I can't think of the other names, but there's a couple of little movies for number 7. The storyline on 10, that's good as well. To say that's a lot of movie stuff already in it, so you wouldn't really need it. That is a good question.
But maybe some of the listeners could tell us what computer game they would make into a movie or TV series.
Send them in, either send them on the text and WhatsApps on the Real Talking hotline, 07470488096, or ping them on the email, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Links are always in the description as well anyway, so if you can't understand our accents fully, just have a little scroll down underneath where you click onto the podcast, and it's all there. It's all there ready for you. Just click it and go. While you're there, don't forget, if you are new, just follow. We do appreciate it. We do need it. The possibility is endless, isn't it?
Because the story is already there. So that's what I was thinking. So in terms of a story, it's there. So you don't need the story. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't need to write the story. It just needs to be produced.
Because I watched, again, I know it's been out for a long time now, but One Piece on Netflix. So again, there's already the anime, and there's like 200 seasons of that. And then I hadn't watched any of it, the anime. Watched the live action on Netflix, and then started watching. I think I watched the first season of the anime, but I just run out of time. Just fucking forget about it, and then I'm on to something else. One that I'm surprised now I'm thinking about it that I haven't done a live action of is Naruto.
Yes, I've only ever watched a few episodes.
Again, there's not 10,000 episodes. So if I was to try and go back to carry on, well, try and figure out where I'd stop watching it and then fucking carry on from there. Mm-hmm. If not, I'd have to start from the beginning. I've probably got to like 200 odd episodes originally anyway, and God knows. But so I'm surprised I haven't done that one yet then, since that's a popular trend now.
Because I did it with Pokemon. Obviously, they made Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, the second one's coming out soon as well.
Yeah, so I think...
I don't know if it's coming out soon. It's definitely in production anyway. While we're on that, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, Wolverine.
At the trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
It smashed all sorts of records.
Has it really?
Yeah. Most watched fucking trailer ever and all this. Within literally like an hour. It was fucking billions of views within like an hour. Something stupid.
All right.
I didn't even know that it was dropping. It was just while I was fucking standing in line, literally to get a coffee, just had a quick flick on Facebook and it was there straight away. And I was like, oh, trailer. And I was thinking it was just going to be like a 30-second teaser, like a Super Bowl advert or something. But I clicked it and I'm literally standing there just fucking watching it for 3 minutes. I was like, fucking yes.
Look, just from the trailer, I'm like, this has a good soundtrack.
Yeah, soundtrack. Okay, I've only watched it once, but you know the little Easter eggs in it. Seeing the giant Ant-Man mask, which that puts it so far into the future on the comic book references, because there's literally a series where Ant-Man has died in his giant form. And so his body's there for fucking years and years, just decaying. And it ends up being called like Ant-Man Hill, something like that.
Okay.
Since his mask is giant, and it looks like there's a face in the mask as well. So, you know, poor Rudd, he's dead apparently. There's talks that Henry Cavill, who was Superman, is a variant of Logan as well. So there's one bit where it's Wolverine, but he's not facing him. And so they're saying, like, yeah, that's Henry Cavill, obviously, and this and that.
So it comes out July, wait. Doesn't it? It comes out pretty soon. Yeah,
soon. So, I'm desperate for that to come out now, to be fair. It's just exciting.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good film.
Yeah.
It's
gotta be.
When Spider-Man brought... Obviously, the other two Spider-Mans back. That was great to see that. So it'd be good to see Wolverine, especially in the yellow garment as well.
Yeah, yeah. The old comic book style costume. Yeah, it's got to be good because, you know, with how much it was built up over the one and two, you know, you can't, with how many films there is over the years, when the first one smashed it out of the park, and then the second one's overhyped and then it's shit. Deadpool 2 wasn't. I still thought it held on its own. It was a good enough film. So, I've got good hopes for it. You know, sure I won't be let down. But did you see Ryan Reynolds little birthday tribute to Rob McElhenney.
No.
So it was his birthday last week on the same day that the Titanic set sail as well. So he says he sent out an exhibition team to find some wrecks and lager that was on the Titanic. Unfortunately, they couldn't find none. So, but while they were there, they found fucking the portraits of his like, grandfather or whatever it was. And it's drawn like fucking draw me like one of your French girls. Like. So it's just Rob fucking there, topless, fucking man throw on the go and that. And then it just blurs out as it gets to his cock and that. Fucking, he's funny. Like, I'm sure he's got a good team around him to help him do stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right thinking about doing that, and then obviously yeah, the team obviously it. Have yeah. to go and do that.
But yeah, he just seems like such a nice bloke, doesn't he, really? Yeah.
Oh, because that's the other thing. I don't know if you've seen, going back to the Deadpool trailer, one of the Wrexham players was meant to be an extra in it.
Yeah, so I didn't see who it was, but...
Palmer, the striker, his name's Palmer.
Was that the one that got injured?
I don't know. I mean, they've all probably have been injured at some point. But
it was like
he's the tall striker with the beard.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, again, I didn't see him in the trailer, but I saw comments and like because Ryan come out and says yes to all you Eagle Eye people, whatever. It is one of the Wrexham players because I think a few of them are meant to be in it as well across the course of the film. But yeah, I'm trying to avoid because I've seen the logs of that, you know, saying that the Wrexham players in it and this and that. I'm trying to avoid seeing too much about it now because I don't want to see spoilers and so I don't like that too much.
Yeah,
so not look, for films I really want to watch anyway.
So I did that for Spider-Man. You know, when the other two Spider-Men come into it, and took the dog around to my mum's. So we're going to the movies. She went, what are you watching? I went Spider-Man. She went, yeah, that's the one where everyone comes back to it. My friend told me, and I'm like, why are we just, like, literally,
it cracks me up that she does.
Just told me, just told me.
No need for it. God, it's, you know, again, I was on about this earlier with one of the other lads. It's like when you're watching a film together. I don't know if your partner does it, but mine does it too much. So, like, it's something that both of you haven't watched, and then it's the constant comments. Oh, do you think such and such is going to happen? Do you think they did it? Or do you think they're about to die? Or I think this is going to happen. I don't know. We're going to watch and see it together. But, so that's annoying as it is. But then when they watch something, you know, I'll watch this bit. Look, this is going to happen now. All right, let me watch it. You know, I'll find out when I see it.
No, that would be annoying.
It is annoying, mate. Fucking trust me. God. That's why it's a shame that domestic violence is frowned upon these days. Mm. Sometimes I just need it. A little backhand at it.
Put some talcum powder on that, mate.
See, but that'll just spit on it. it's a good job we can't get cancelled, any.
Yeah.
We're immune to it. So, leading on from that anyway, there was something else that I did want to bring up. So, in typical fashion, we had St. George's Day the other day. No one knows about it. I didn't know because it was as we was on the way back from one of the exhibition shows. It was the other. No, actually, it was on the radio. What was something stupid was said? It's such. Oh, it was Shakespeare Day. They were like, it's Shakespeare Day today. Blah blah. And then the other chap says, "Isn't it St. George's Day today?" I don't know, so I've got my calendar up. There it was. Letters, obviously, St. George's Day. I didn't even know. So the fact that the radio is saying it's St. George, it's Shakespeare Day, not St. George's Day, is another kick in the balls to St. George. But then the next day then, I don't know the presenter's name, but GB News anyway, you know, the ones that try and give actual news and they're not, biased to anything in particular necessarily. So he started reporting on it, saying, so the way that the camera footages and that and other like BBC News and whatever made it seem like it was riots that were going on and then it was mass protests and it was just people in pubs, England flags and stuff, being patriotic, and just singing a lot, just the football songs and stuff, trying to have a good time. And then with all of them, the videos that were being spoken about, police end up turning up and beating the shit out of fucking proud English people just because they've got the England flags on and that. And so he's cross-referencing with all this, you know, the Iran stuff, Hamas fucking, well, it's not protest, is it? But all these pro-terrorism, again, because it's not protest, but when there's...
It's like a march.
Yeah, and yeah. Meetings and outside of statues and stuff, and the police aren't doing anything, and there's, like, you know, flares going off, and it just shows the police standing there. But yet, literally, the one of them, there was just a group of people in a pub having a drink and they're singing fucking England Till I Die or whatever. And then the next minute, the police have come barging in and they're literally whacking everyone with the fucking...
The batons.
And it's like, why? Why are you doing that? Like, if you're going to do it on St. George's Day, do it on Paddy's Day as well, though, for the fucking patriotic Irish people. It was absolutely disgusting. And obviously, that's what he was saying as well on GB News. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, why is it such a horrible thing to be patriotic for your own country these days, man? You know, I still see Ukraine flags being flown, which I appreciate. I mean, it's a bit annoying when I'm finding out that Rishi Sunak's given another $400 million to aid them when they still haven't even got the money from the sale of Chelsea,
which is
billions and billions of pounds. So, you know, that's more tax money going over to them, which, fair enough, yeah, to help them fight against Russia. But we can't even have an England flag hanging out the window when there's English England football playing without being deemed as racist and that. It's just annoying. The whole country's come to pot.
It seems the wrong... It's like the upside down world in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
If it doesn't make sense, it's happening. Wrong. Yeah, and then if it... Yeah, and then obviously the opposite. But yeah, it's literally... I understand what you're saying. It's just a crazy time. It's a crazy time to be living in this country and with everything that's going on. Because you always feel like you're victimising, you're racist or something in some way, it seems.
But yeah.
Not racist, but you...
But that's what...
Do you get what I'm
that's
saying?
That's what you're made to
like,
feel,
If you have a St. George's flag out, you're deemed to be racist. Because I heard someone talk about seeing the St. George's flag. I see that as a racist flag. Did you see this?
I've seen many people over the last couple of years coming out of that, to be honest.
So that's why I was just referencing that. But it is a strange word because it is literally, like I said, if it doesn't make sense, it happens. I mean,
yeah,
500 million, yeah. I'm dodging potholes on the way to work, like Mario Kart. Like,
yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Which that cracks me up because we pay road tax, pay council tax. So why should we have to have an MOT when the roads ain't even looked after? When we're paying the road tax? What's the road tax fucking covering if it's not filling up fucking potholes?
It's just because you've got more people taking out than it's going in.
Yeah.
Like on everything. I think that's what's fundamentally wrong with this country. It's too many people taking it out the pot.
Yeah.
Then it's going in. I mean, look. We're going down a rabbit hole.
We're not a political podcast. Yeah. We're not a football podcast. But we'll get on to football again shortly. Mm. You know where it's all going, people. You fucking love it. But, yeah, it is just crap. And that's why I don't blame anyone that can cheat the system in any shape or form. I'm not condoning being a lazy fucker and just claiming benefits because you don't want to work. But, you know, if you can get away with like a cash in hand job here and there and that, you don't pay your tax on it, fucking... I'm all for it. I'm fair play to you. But if you're dodging fucking millions of pounds worth because you're a Tory cunt and that, then yeah, you should get done. You know, they're happy to look after themselves, not us. So that's why when I win that Euro Millions tonight, 130 million, You might get a good podcast then.
A production show. Imagine that.
Yeah, you get a full source studio. Fucking
producer, everything.
Yeah.
Guests.
Better hosts. You know? Yeah. Nah, they wouldn't listen then, would they? They'd come for us.
No, I think it'd be... imagine how perspective then of you going from like a normal person to being like a millionaire.
Yeah.
So you're moaning about piles. You're like, yeah, I ordered a new Lamborghini. It didn't come... You know, on time. Yeah.
I wouldn't need to worry about potholes though. I'd have a fucking helicopter.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Well, you wouldn't live in the UK, would you?
Nah. We'd fucking ship straight out of this shit hole.
Where would you go?
Not somewhere hot. Can't handle the heat. Well, we spoke about it before. Yeah. I'd love to live in Alaska. Because I'd have loads of fucking dogs and that. Snow dogs, proper dogs. Not no little crappy chihuahuas. Oh. Right, we'll get back onto that in a sec.
Mm.
This is in my head again now. So the other day, got back. Look, I did ask the missus to walk the dog before I fucking got home, but she didn't fucking... Oh, this was Sunday. I was at work fucking all weekend. So she didn't walk the dog. So I'm taking him out for a little lap because I'm tired. It's been a long day now. So in the park at the back of me, there's the football cage. I've got my headphones on, noise-canceling headphones. So, you know, I can't hear too much. But I've heard just this little girl scream at the top of the fucking lungs. And I've looked, and she's there holding a scooter, backing away. She's inside the cage, fucking, you know, she's safe. And then she's shouting, get that dog, get that dog. Fucking get him, get him. She's like 9, 10 years old, something like that. I fucking fell off kicking her in her head, man. You know, don't. Luckily, my dog is soft as fuck. He ain't gonna go attack anyone and that. Other dogs have attacked him. He thinks it's playtime and he's not fucking biting them back or anything. But if he was, you know, anxious on loud noises like that or fucking was an aggressive dog, he'd be straight over. Because I've seen it, you know, they'll react to that kind of thing and go, oh, no, what are you saying? So luckily, he's not like that. I've carried him walking. And then I'm assuming it was a little brother. He's come out the other end of the cage and he's trying to wave at me. Now, he might have just wanted to fuss the dog because a lot of them do, you know, and I don't mind stopping for a moment, let the dog, the kids have a little fuss at the dog. But I was already not in the fucking right mood now because of that little bitch. And I'm happy call her a fucking little bitch because she was, no need to fucking shout all that, being aggressive, saying get that dog and that. So I wasn't rude to the lad, I just went, not today, mate. Carried on walking. Then I got round the corner and I've seen this Asian dude sitting, I'm guessing it was his garden, but sitting on the wall, two phones. I don't know if he was talking on one.
Drug dealer phone, the one, mate.
He didn't look like a drug dealer, to be right fair. Then. But yeah, so sitting there anyway. And then as I'm walking past, it was, so even though it's mainly a brick wall, you know, when you got the metal gates. Where it's just railings, so there's gaps, but it's got like little mesh netting across it. Little fucking chihuahua bouncing off these fucking gates. And again, mine's thinking, oh, another dog, wanna play. And this fucking chihuahua is foaming at the mouth. And I'm like, Shiro, no, come on, doesn't wanna play with you, he wants to bite your face off, mate, come on. And the geezer's standing there looking at me as if my dog's going to do something. Yeah. If he wanted to, he'd be over this little fucking gate in no time because literally he's already fucking got his head over it. And I'm like, mate, pick up your fucking dog. Oh, sorry. You just need to look after, look, get your dog under fucking control because that is not a fucking a natural reaction. These little fucking chihuahuas shouldn't be aggressive like that. Oh, God, I couldn't wait to get back home at that point then. But there's just no need for it. Fucking, well, I walk the dog just to have a chill, not for fucking dramas like that. So, what was I saying there then? What was we on?
So you was referencing, what? How far do you want to go back?
Before I started ranting about the fucking walking the dog. Millionaires.
So,
be in Alaska, have a few more fucking snow dogs and that. But yeah, we'd have homes all over the gaff, really, wouldn't we? We'd fucking we just jet off here and there and just fucking record podcasts everywhere. So every home would have a fucking podcast big studio in and that. I mean, yeah, it'd be a big team, wouldn't it? Yeah, but 130 million, you can afford it. Pocket change, any?
You could.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mate, you'd be fucking literally like the first, obviously, the missus would be with me, but you'd be the first phone call I'd be fucking making. Well, to be fair, I've got two phones. You know, the hotline, 07470-488-096. I'd put some credit on it and I'd be fucking ringing up another person as well.
I always thought this would always be a good TV idea. I don't know if it's ever happened. So, you know, if you won the lottery, so someone records you from the moment you've won. And then, obviously, because if you've won now, obviously, TV, you call up.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works exactly, but I assume someone comes to your house, you go to them. But as, so,
TV... I'd be fucking driving straight there, I would.
Well, so, it's whatever scenario, but then, like, obviously, films you from the moment you've won there. Because, obviously, then you've got to go back to your house.
Mm.
I assume the money takes 48 hours. I don't think it's instant. And it just then, like, that build of
anticipation. Yes.
And then obviously realising that you'll never have to work again. And then seeing how that person then boys, you know, moves out from a modest house into what house does he go for? Do you know what I mean? Because he's never... So you're talking from... And what I'm just trying to say is I think it'd be really interesting to see how the normal person that's never had money get money instantly and how they react. Like, would they go straight into Lamborghini, walk out the door with like a Lamborghini? Do you know what I mean? Would it take a while? Is it a slow burner?
Yeah.
So that's what I've always thought. And like, you follow them for like 2 years.
Mm.
Obviously, it's like 6-part instrumentary, so it isn't. But you like, just see the stages of them not used to having the money, then figuring out what to do with the money. It's them like, living it and it's not a thing. So I always thought that would be a good idea.
Well, the one that would be a good one of that was that one who was the bin man. And then 12 months later, he blew it all.
The lotto lap. The one in Scotland.
I don't know where
Rangers or something. Gave Rangers £1 million of his money as well.
Yeah, I just know that he literally says, like, I've sniffed it all and spent it on fucking prostitutes and that. So, yeah, that'd be a funny one to watch.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I don't know if... That's definitely a Channel 5 one.
Yeah, fucking hosted by David McCall. Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would I want to be a part of that? Because there'd be a lot of people that just literally would never see me again.
No, but obviously, it wouldn't come out to 2 years down the line or a year down the line anyway. So everyone that you've known then would either have probably found out or you've lost connection with one way or another.
Mm.
So I just thought, like, you know, that'd be a great TV show just because I find it interesting. One, to see how that format works if you win the money. And then imagine when you go online. Obviously, I think they give you a private bank account. It ain't going to be your Lloyd's TSB or HSB one. It's going to be like a proper account with the money already set up.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them to fucking after me millions. And
so I assume it's like one of the richer people banks.
Yeah, I'd have to get fucking... a Swiss account and fucking
offshore accounts. I assume he comes in one of them. I assume that's. I can't see it being in a regular bank like I just said the Lloyds.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be in a because you know footballers they don't have Lloyds TSB. They have that the fancy one in London, don't they? The one the Queen uses. Queen did use, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's specified for
the King that. Uses now, yeah.
Yeah. It's specified for that travelling aspect, so you never have to worry about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just thought that, the concept, that would be really good just from seeing someone like, imagine when you've got the bank account and they go, Roy, if you need us, call us, here's our number.
Yeah.
And they go out the door and you're just like, there's a TV crew there and like, can you show us your bank balance? Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? What are you going to do? I fucking don't know. But like, it'd be because imagine there'd be like a 20 year old that's fucking go out with old beef with the lads for like 2 months pay for everyone to be there. No, and to an old couple that just fucking nothing changes. So,
well, you do find that a lot that it's old retired people that don't need the money win fucking a couple of million and that.
Because you know, sometimes you hear those voice recordings of people that's won the lottery.
Yeah.
And I heard the most boringest one. He was like, And I was like, well done, you've won X amount. And there was like, how are you going to celebrate? I think we'll have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's a last thing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's literally the National Lottery advert. It's been a lot of free radio and stuff. Because I've heard that as well. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have a cup of tea. Fuck off. I'd be fucking. Because, yeah, if you've got to wait fucking like 2 days to get your money, all my savings accounts and that are getting fucking empty. Fucking living it off until the rest of those millions go in.
See, but that might be different to like other people. So I always thought that might be a good idea.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck it, yeah, get myself fucking 10 grand worth of debt until like in these 2 days. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that. There's some interest for you, kid. Yeah. Fucking have it. Fucking, yeah, I'd love it. After that fucking fantasy then, we should go on to the correspondence again now. A little question from Lauren. What are things that men go through that women either do not understand or have empathy for? So straight away, getting kicked in the bollocks.
Yeah, I mean, that does fucking hurt.
It's the worst pain ever.
It does fucking hurt. It does fucking hurt.
It does. And like, it's one of them things that if you see another man get fucking kicked in the bollocks, you feel that pain.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's only in the mind, but you just know
you feel for
other than the jokey aspect of that, really.
I mean, it goes pretty deep. I mean,
what come to mind when I first read that the other day was touching on what you brought up last week, that Danny Dyer program, What Makes a Man. I think mental health, like, because it is still like a taboo thing for men to talk about their emotions and that. Just in general, like if you're feeling down, I mean, we've had these heart hearts a few times over the years where one of us isn't in the best of place and, you know, console each other and whatever. But that's always been hard conversations to have as well. We're out as a group of lads. We'll never all sit there and go, lads, I'm not in the best place at the moment. Because if we was to do it, we'd all be
no one's
over. Stop being a shit geezer. Just have a drink, man. Up, you little bitch. So I think, women might do, but I don't know if any women thinking, oh yeah, it's hard to be a man these days, mental health wise or anything. Not that I'll ever feel down about anything like that, but you know, sometimes you have the thought thinking, fucking hell, yeah, it's been a hard week, I've got this to do and that to do and that. But that's just general things and that. I know a lot of those kind of things, my missus doesn't think, oh yeah, I'll take a bit of pressure off the jet and walk the dog for him, mate. But that says more about her than it does me, really, doesn't it? But that's not a part of the real talking pod. That's a, you know, talk about your missus podcast. You know, there's a few other podcasts in the works that we're going to work on, really, aren't there? Undertake. We'll get on to it. I don't know. It's like,
even thinking about it doesn't. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to think about what, because if you deep it, you could probably come up with something. Because you've been told to not go there.
Yeah. Again. Because that's touching on to that program from last week, what makes a man or whatever it was.
Sorry, you know what? I've got one.
Go on then.
So I know it's changed now, but when we had our daughter Kobe, my partner was entitled to 6 months off work.
Maternity leave, yeah.
I could only get two. Now I don't. Obviously, I know
2 weeks though.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. And a week of that I was in the hospital. So,
yeah.
It was a week. So, that's the part that I think women not have it easier because obviously carrying the baby. But for me, I would love to have spent more time when she was born.
Yeah.
So, maybe that aspect is something. But I know it is a bit more different now.
It's and different.
For bigger companies, it's probably bit more even.
Yeah, and it's personal circumstances as well. Because obviously if he was more financially stable and could afford to have another month or two off, then you would have done, wouldn't have hurt the company that you work for. So yeah, that's always going to be an individual circumstance. But yeah, I suppose that might not be something that other people always think about. I mean, again, I've already had the conversation with mine because of the missus earned good money. I'll happily take some time off and be the stay-at-home dad, the house husband, so to say. I think it's different for the younger generation of men, for what would be, because they are more emotional and in touch with their inner feelings.
They're more
and stuff.
Open and
yeah. So yeah, I suppose it is. It's just harder for us because we're on the back end of that old school mentality where, like, you know, men keep things bottled up.
Yeah.
Which I still do. I definitely do. Apart from fucking road rage, we shout at every cunt on the road.
And that's where it all comes out, don't you? Road rage.
I suppose so. Fucking.
Because Leo, he almost went into me.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone almost bumped into the street, it's just like nothing. But
because
you're in a vehicle.
I mean, I'm like it when I'm walking around. As you know, so no, it isn't just road rage for me now. I'm actually thinking about. I'm walking around doing my fucking food shop, and someone will just be like, you know, just stop and stand in the way, or when they just don't. Literally, when they do, just stop. They don't look to see if someone's behind them before stopping.
Yeah, they've got
just
no
stop.
Perception.
Like, yeah, and it's like, all right, and I guess we're both stopping then. I'll say my thoughts out loud a lot of the time because I don't give a shit. And I don't know, I suppose I'm just waiting for that confrontation one of the days so I can just go, let's fucking go then. Because it has been years since I've had a scrap. Not that I want to have a fight or anything, but, you know, again, it's just primal instincts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes men have just got to throw fists. Yeah, but I don't think I've ever had a drive, especially in recent years, where I've gone from A to B and not shouted at someone, called them a cunt or something. I don't always bib, but I like to give a thumbs down. So mainly it's as I'm on the motorway and I'm undertaking people, not speeding undertaking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm driving the right way. I'm in the left lane. I'm overtaken. Gone back to the left lane, and then it's those lane huggers in 2, 3, or 4 just sitting there, and I'll speed match them, so I'll slow down just for a second to make that eye contact and just a little thumbs down and shake my head just so they know that I'm disappointed, I'm not happy with them. And then a few times as I'll speed up again back to 70, they'll fucking speed up next to me. And they'll try and give me a bit of shit, and that's when it goes from a thumbs down to a middle finger up. Sometimes it'll be a wanker or a cunt, and yeah,
they're the worst ones though, when their motorway is empty as well. Just come up, just mid lane, like, why?
Yeah, well, driving back late last night, was it? Yeah, last long. So again, not that I'm really speeding, I won't say what I was doing, but. I wasn't speeding. The van's not fast anyway. So I've gone onto the motorway. I've gone past these two cars. One was a white BMW. And as I've gone around him, so he was doing the right thing. I'm guessing it was he. I think it was dark.
Him.
So the driver was doing the right thing. They were in lane one. The other driver was in lane two. Wasn't overtaking anyone. So I'm behind the white BMW. Indicated lane two. And then I've seen that the BMW wanted to come over as well because they didn't want to undertake. Yeah. So I've gone straight over to three then, gone past. Then as I've overtook, lane two, lane one, you know, move around, move back to the left. But then the BMW started speed matching me. And I'm thinking, is this fucking undercover police? And so I'm making sure that I'm not going any faster because I was going faster than them, hence why I was going to overtake. But then I'm thinking, because I do get it a lot where people don't like being overtaken by a van and so they'll speed up and try and overtake again. So I'm thinking, oh, am I going to get pulled? And then as I'm coming off at the junction, they've stayed right and fucking gone off to another one and I've got off my way. But yeah, it was squeak bum time for a little bit because I was like, fucking hell, they're really following me. Yeah. Well, yeah, fucking drivers. Too many fucking shit ones. So, yeah, thanks for the question, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I can't think of anything else that you might be not give a shit about fucking men's feelings for, maybe. Question from Riley. do guys talk about girls behind their backs?
What, in what sense?
Well, I think in general, no. They probably do, but there's nothing that I say to you that I wouldn't say to my missus.
No, no. Yeah.
We don't really gossip about girls and that. I know we used to have the conversations, like, you know, oh yeah, she was fucking nice or whatever. But if it's ones that we know, we don't really have a conversation about them that we wouldn't say to the faces.
No, I agree. No, I agree with that statement there, Joe.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to say that it's that's everyone. Again, because it might be different with the younger generations. But yeah, I think in general, most of us are just comfortable. We'll talk about whatever. There's no locker room talk, like what they might think that we're all fucking having it. Yeah, who's fucking banging this bird, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not like that. Like, there is sometimes that conversation, but it's not all the time.
So I'll just touch on that other, obviously, Lauren's question. You kind of just keep it to yourself a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, because I remember having a conversation before, like, a lot of the time, so again, like I've done several times on just this episode alone, you know, I'll say something initially, intentionally slagging off the missus, you know, because she's done something I'm not happy of. And I remember one of the other lads saying before, mate, all you ever do is moan about her. Why are you even with her? And my response straight away was, well, I'm not going to sit here at the pub, tell you about all the good times that we're sitting there having a cuddle, watching the TV, having a great time. Because no one wants to hear that conversation.
Any mad though, like if you was to come and go, I had a great night, we come in, we had a takeaway, we snuggled, we had a little kiss, you know.
Yeah.
I would go, gay. Well, that's
what did you do next? Rubber feet? I did actually, yeah. Like, no. We don't want them conversations. It's a part of the crack then. And it's like, I'm out having a laugh. Yeah, my missus done this, pissed me off. Fucking, this is funny. I'll tell them about this. And that's it. And I don't think he realised what he'd said until I says that then. Yeah. And he's like, all right, yeah, fair enough, Jack. But, you know, he's just used to fucking licking stamps and posting them off, though, isn't he? So he doesn't know about it. No relationships there. That's brilliant. It's we're completely different breed, obviously, because of genitals. Compared to women, we don't need to have those gossipy behind the backs. Because I've always found that annoying as well, why that women are slag over women off, like, behind the back.
And then, like,
and then they'd be best friends to the faces. Fucking does my head in that. Well, used to, fucking. I don't know. Again, that might not still happen. Might have just been a thing, you know, during our time, back in the day. Thanks for the questions on that. Now, I do have to get on to the final football section of the podcast. We all know where it's going. But firstly, Lee's fucking on it. James is going to be gutted again. Lol. Liverpool are done for. Lol. So it leads me on to James. James is... sent two emails in this week.
He's been good for it.
I don't need to say too much, to be fair. Like, you know, with him, I didn't email him this time either. I didn't give him no shit. I might have crossed the line in his eyes with me initiating a fucking banter last week. it was the week before I emailed him, wasn't it? His first email was, you're happy being a dickhead? Fair enough. That WhatsApp lad can fuck off along with your Undertaker podcast. Lee, a bit WhatsApp bad news, Lee. Mate. Fucking James doesn't like you. and then his other email was, leave it with your abuse about this week's results.
Yeah. He knew he was good for it this week, mate.
Yeah, because he's come with it on his initial email. He's expecting me to come out with how terrible Liverpool were, you know, how they got humbled against Everton. The fact that Jurgen Klopp was smiling when they conceded the second goal was a shame, a shambles. Jurgen's bottle jobs, you know, were terms that I've come out with over the past few weeks because Liverpool have been playing shit. But I'm not going to this week, no. I'm not going to stoop down to that this time, James, sorry. I will get your name right. No, I don't need to. You know, you're obviously in so much pain.
Give him some breathing space, man.
Yeah, you know, you can just stay there cuddling into your Liverpool quilt and a pillow and just have a breather this week, mate. You know, don't worry about me coming at you with any digs. You know, it's all in good jest, mate. You just take it easy. Yeah, I'll save it for next week when West Ham batter you tomorrow as well, kid. God. I mean, again, it's been one of those weeks with football, hasn't it, really? No one expects Liverpool to lose so many games and play shit so much, but
no.
They have done. That's football. That's the Premier League. You know, United were on the cusp of it again the other night. 1-0 down, balled it back. 2-1 down, balled it back. And then, ended up going on for the win at the end. You know, I expected to lose against Coventry last weekend as well in the FA Cup semi-final. I just felt like it beforehand. I don't know if I said it on last week's episode as well, but I wasn't feeling good because I've seen Coventry, seen enough of them this season, know all about them. Obviously, I live there. I wasn't expecting much, and I was working while I was listening to the game. I just expected it. I was shocked that we went up to 3-0, but I turn around and says to the lads, they score, the momentum's behind them, and the crowd's going to be behind them as well. So they're going to pull it back. Lo and behold, they did. Again, got a bit of luck with offside goal disallowed. Debatable, we should have had a penalty as well. But, you know, game was over. Won on penalties was what it was. Still might as well just hand it straight to fucking Man City already. Yeah, no point playing that final. Just a waste of time. Waste of everyone's fucking energy. But, it's better to be in it than not, eh? It's an interesting fucking end to the season anyway. Arsenal, I mean, last night, working late and that, but I saw it because by the time I got back, I could have watched the end of the Man City game, but 3-0 at half-time, I was like, there's no point fucking watching it. Because was that 5-0 in the end?
I don't even know. I saw it was 4. Yeah, I can't remember. I remember going online, just seeing what the score was. I was like, that's fucking done.
Yeah, I saw it at 4. I was like, I'm not even going to check again.
Yeah.
I can't see Man City. Again, we've said it enough. Can't see Man City losing a game the rest of this season.
Especially if there's no Champions League now.
Yeah. Arsenal have got the harder run out of Arsenal-Liverpool. I think, to be fair, it's down to United to do Arsenal a favour and fucking let them win against them in a couple of weeks when they play, just for the sake of not letting, well, for the hopes of Man City slipping, but I just can't see that happening. I think we just need these fucking allegations to come out against them, the charges of the 115, just so there can be a bit of fucking normality when they get thrown out of the fucking Football League. But that ain't going to happen, because did you see when the other week they were trying to change the rules that you could break all these FFP and basically just pay a fine?
No, I didn't see that.
So, I think, obviously, it's all fucking alleged. I've not seen any background to it, but I think essentially it's fucking Man City paying people to come up with new rules for it. So, it would just mean if these 115 charges got proved guilty, they'd have to pay like $150 million fine.
Yeah, it's nothing for them, is it?
Yeah, they'd get divvied up between the rest of the fucking Premier League teams. It doesn't matter, because the fucking oil money owner's just going to pay it out of his own fucking pocket, and then they'll do it again next year. And it was voted out. The likes of the Evertons and all that fucking voted against it anyway. So hopefully it doesn't come into play anytime soon. But yeah, it just opened the floodgates, because Newcastle, their owners are the richest in the fucking the league. But Newcastle don't earn enough, they can't put it through the books, you know, Man United would still be shit because Glazers ain't going to put their hands in the pocket. They're skint anyway, really. And Sir Jim Ratcliffe, it doesn't seem like he's going to put enough of his own money. He wants to fucking do it like a business. So, yeah, United would still be shit, basically. Yeah, so, yeah, if that happens, then it will literally just be fucking Man City and Newcastle, I think, then at the top two. And it will be league over. It's hard time for football, really. But I think next season's going to be interesting. Emery signed 3-year extension at Villa. So if they do get the Champions League football, a couple of players, they'll be fucking a solid team for a couple of years, someone I reckon. I still can't believe there's been no talks about fucking Poch getting a sector. You know, Arsenal battering them 5-0. And then
I think everyone knows it's the players. I think it's like Man U, you know it's the players. Like, yeah. You just know.
The media are still all over Ten Hag saying he should get sacked and that. And but none of them saying it against Poch. And then it was literally the next day, he's got the backing from everyone. All the players love him, blah, blah.
Yeah, because they let him. It must be letting them do what they want to get it, because they're getting away with so much bollocks.
Yeah. So, you know, if they manage to screw their heads on for next season, they should be up there. If Newcastle, they've been unfortunate with fucking injuries, but, you know, they're going to have FFP, but there'll be a couple of their big players that will move on next season. Because I know Man City are eyeing up Gomez as well, he's been one of their best players over the last 2 years. Well, and then Arne Slot is in the running for Liverpool's next manager. So, James, let us know how you feel about that, mate. Have you actually looked into him? Do you know anything about him? Or are you just going to jump on the bandwagon like the rest of the plastic reds and fucking just say, yeah, we love him, he's our new saviour? I remember seeing it all about Erik ten Hag before fucking United took him. You know, the masterclass and this and that. I'm seeing this about Arne Slot. I've not watched enough of Feyenoord to know what he's like, really. It's just what I'm seeing on Sky Sports and that. Sexy football and this and that. So it'd be interesting. Is he going to bring in a new style of player, or is he going to keep it the same way as Jurgen's, like the way he's built it up? So Liverpool will either have a new manager bounce and fucking go and win it next year, or they'll just fucking plumb it down and go back to eighth place like they deserve to be. So hopefully I haven't offended you too much, James. Let us know your feelings. Tell us your emotions. Don't feel shy about it, mate. You know, let it go. Let it all out. When you've stopped crying, draw your fingers and send us an email in, mate. Or text us, WhatsApp us if you want to get onto it, mate. 07470-488-096. You all know the drill. I've said it enough times this episode, but never enough, because we don't get enough. We appreciate everyone that does message, an email and all that, but we do want more.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of yous out there, which I get it. You know, I don't email or text. Well, we're the only ones that have a hotline to get in touch with.
Yes.
So,
we don't want to keep throwing in your faces, but obviously, as JD said, sharing is caring.
Yeah, we appreciate it all. You know what to do. It's just to say, everyone that I listen to, I do subscribe or follow or whatever. And always download. Because I'm always on the go. You know, I've got to make sure I don't.
Make sure you've got the signal.
Yeah, I'm not in an area that hasn't got signal. So I've got it downloaded to the phone, ready to just get into my ear holes straight away. Make sure you all do the same. Send any questions and text messages, stories, anything you've got. Ghost stories, we ain't had one of them for a long time. So, yeah.
We do have a good ghost story.
If any of you have got a ghost story. James, I don't need it from you about your Liverpool players ghosting it on the pitch. I apologise. I said I wasn't going to be nasty, and that was nasty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had McTominay and Man United squad all season, so I know a good ghost story from time to time. Scooby-Doo. But yeah, fucking, we'll leave it at that. Love yous and leave yous as always. I hope you enjoyed it. Yep. Share, log, follow, fucking all that jazz. You know what to do. And we shall see yous next week. Peace. Bye.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.